and in general on the...
Can you tilt your screen down a little bit?
This over here?
Yes, there we go.
So the question... Yeah, so the question is... The topic is listening to music during Sfiras HaOmer, which is the time period we're in now. We just, a couple of weeks ago, we celebrated the holiday of Pesach, and we're looking forward to the upcoming holiday of Shavuos, when the Torah was given at Mount Sinai. And we say the whole purpose of the Exodus from Egypt was to receive the Torah on Har Sinai. So really, from a biblical level, this is a very happy period. Well, as we'll see later on in Jewish history, different things happen. Like the Talmud tells us regarding Rabbi Akiva's student, that 24,000 students were killed during this time period. It doesn't tell us, and therefore we mourn. It just tells us this is what happened. And also we know later on, Crusades and many other terrible things, different pogroms during Jewish history happened to happen during this time period. So later on it became, as we'll see, a time of different aspects of mourning. But from a biblical level, it's actually a very happy time, in contrast to a similar time, which is known as the 3 weeks, or Ben HaMetzarim, in between when you have Yud Zayin Tammuz until Tisha B'Av. It's also, that's exclusively a sad time. That was the destruction of the...
I used to read The Walking Dead, years ago.
The what? Is that it? Oh, go on, or... Oh, we're connected.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I didn't know. I saw Fofo Jones. I didn't know what was coming on. So the question is, so music during this time period, so the assumption is music is okay all year round, and the question is, what's limited during this time period? So before we get to that, I'm just going to go back a step and talk about music the whole year. And then we'll come to put things in perspective. So actually, contrary to what we do every day, listen to music, if you look at the Talmud talks about after the destruction of the temple, many things like we do at weddings, we break the glass, or some people do things in their home to make a zecher. We always do things to remember that we don't have the temple now. So the Talmud tells us in the Gemara in Gittin, that because of the Churban HaBayis, one of the things that they forbid was music. That they discussed not listening to music all year round. Now, since we destroyed the Churb, since the temple was destroyed, so it's not appropriate to do exciting and be excessively joyous. So they made a decree about not listening to music. And in fact, the Talmud even goes so far as to say, not only instrumental music, but even singing, even vocal music, and only if it's for the sake of a wedding or a mitzvah. In fact, that's the opinion of the Mechaber of Yosef Cairo, who's the Sfardim usually follow. He has a very strict opinion on listening to music all year round. That basically, unless you're doing it for a wedding, a mitzvah purpose, you shouldn't be. We'll get into what constitutes music in a minute. MP3 player, a concert. We'll get to the details in a moment, just to give you just a general outline. So, however, the Rama, who's in charge of the Ashkenaz follow, so he limits it. He says the only prohibition of listening to music is in a Beis Hamishta. He says drinking and listening to music might be problematic, or the kings who used to wake up every day. So the bottom line is, the Gemara talks about not listening to music all year round. And in fact, that's how there are those who are strict, not too many people I know, but there are some who are strict not to listen to music all year round. But clearly that's not the accepted view. The accepted view today, and albeit even one of the great Ashkenazi, Rav Moshe Feinstein, who was probably the greatest rabbi who lived on the Lower East Side in our century. So he was very strict on music, but he wasn't, you know, he wasn't the accepted opinion, and we basically listened to music. So the question is, what's considered music? Is there a difference? Because obviously during time of the Talmud or later, they only had live. There was live music, so either you had an instrument and you used to sing. So does it make a difference today that we have radio, we have MP3, we have CDs, we have all these other things you probably know about, all these modern ways, people sending these video musicals on the different sites. So where does that qualify for? How do we define what music is? So they're different. So some opinions don't make a difference. Music is music. I don't care if it's live, if it's tape. The whole point was to probe. You're not supposed to enjoying the music. So what's the difference? And others say no. Others say it goes by how it was originally done. In other words, if someone was just singing and you put it onto an MP3 player, then that's not considered a musical instrument. That's just considered listening to singing. But others claim that, once it's on an MP3, it's like a musical instrument. So there's a whole discussion how the difference between live. So we basically assume we do make a distinction between live. Many make a distinction between live music and recorded. So generally, during as we'll see, the major difference was one of the great rabbis pointed out the two major differences between live music and recorded music. One is you're not going to have the assumption is that everyone's different, but you're not going to have as much enjoyment from recorded music as if you're hearing the music live, being at a concert or somewhere else. So when you're listening to recorded music, it's not as big of a joyous occasion, and you're not, as we'll see, you could be listening in your room by yourself as opposed to listening with thousands of people. And also, perhaps it's a fundamental. The question is they didn't have radio, they didn't have any of these gadgets we have today. So Rav Yaakov Breit, one of the great rabbis who ended up living in Switzerland after the war, he says that since it wasn't around, so maybe the rabbis would have probably, maybe they wouldn't have, but since radios, MP3, CDs, none of this existed, so therefore it's not included under the prohibition. Even if you assume there is a prohibition to listen to music, it only applied to live music, not to record it. Because it's like we just celebrated Pesach. Like one of the people, Ashkenaz, Svardim eat like rice and different foods, but Ashkenaz don't eat what we call kitnias. So, which is only a custom. So there's the whole discussion what falls under that category. So one of the more recent discussions was quinoa. If you're Ashkenaz, could you eat quinoa? So again, the different opinions. Many do eat it, and the argument to eat it is they say since it didn't exist during the time when the rabbis instituted this prohibition of kidney, so clearly they couldn't include something they didn't know about. So similarly here, he says you can't say recorded music is prohibited, because, and others will say, no, the rabbi said any musical instrument. So they didn't know about an electric guitar, but that's still considered a musical instrument. But perhaps maybe a radio or an MP3, that's not a musical instrument, so therefore you get into all that discussion. So there's a distinction between live music and regular music. So what about Sfira? So let's go check. What does it say in the Shulchan Aruch, the code of Jewish law, about listening to music during this time period, Sfira? So it don't take long to look. It says nothing. There is no mention of a prohibition to listen to music during this period. So what do we learn from its absence, what did we learn from the fact it said nothing? So obviously your initial reaction would be, well, they didn't say it's prohibited. The rule of thumb is, if they don't tell you it's prohibited, then it's permitted. Why would I assume it's prohibited? So it gets back to how I started the class. So to those opinions who say you can't listen to it, say they didn't have to say anything, because those opinions say you can't listen to music all year round. So if you can't listen to music all year round, you definitely can't listen to Svira. But we assume we do listen to music all year round. So how come it's not mentioned in the, so we don't find any mention. So where's the source for it? So I'll tell you what is mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Code of Jewish Law, is you can't get married during this time period, and you can't take haircuts. Those are the two things brought down. Haircuts and weddings. So there's no mention of music. So why would I think music? So we know we don't have, generally speak, again, we generally don't have weddings during this time period. It could have been during Corona. Maybe it still can. If the vaccine comes out tomorrow and life goes back to normal, the question would be, people had these weddings planned before, and now obviously you couldn't have a wedding because you're not going to have all those people together. And now let's assume, it's not happening, but let's assume next week the ban was off. The person who's running the wedding room, he didn't want you to lose your money, and he wants you to have the wedding. He said, my only free dates are during Svira, because no one had any weddings. So if you're okay with it, you could get, let's say next week you could get married. So in theory, it's not going to happen, because I don't think, number one is you could always get married. You could always have a small wedding and get married before. But let's assume you wanted the big wedding, like what's the normative weddings before Corona. So then those who are saying under those scenario, so then you'll be permitted. It's only a custom not to get married during Svira. Under pressing scenarios like that, so then one would be permitted to get married. And the old practice was people used to go out to war. I guess you could argue whether it's a good idea to get married right before you go out to war. But that was the practice of people that wanted to be married before they went out. So under special situations, people did get married. But all things being equal, generally speaking, we don't get married. And as well, again, all things being equal, we don't get haircuts. But haircuts also, if in theory Corona left and the haircuts, or if you make it to Georgia or whatever, they're open. So then let's say you need a haircut. You haven't had one in so long. So again, so the rule of thumb is, if you take a haircut every month, so if it's 2 months, so you add and you double, it's like same thing if you're a mourner. Like during the 12-month period, you could take haircuts if you don't look right. So if you take a haircut every 2 weeks, then it's a month. But you double the time you normally take your haircut, and if, let's say, next week was the time, you wouldn't have to wait till Lag BaOmer. You'd be able to take. So in depressing scenarios, we could do both. But all things being equal, we generally don't have weddings, and we generally don't have take haircuts. So what about music? Yeah.
Question.
Yeah.
So what about a situation where, like, an engaged couple was going to get married, like, say, like, after Shavuos or, like, Lag BaOmer, but say, like, it was one of those situations of, like two elderly people, and, like, they needed to get married so that one spouse can, like, legally make decisions for the other spouse because, like, they have, like, an abrupt life or death surgery. Does that still count as something that would constitute, like, a going-to-war situation?
He's saying, look, the case is two people have to get married. Why?
Two people say that they're a much elderly couple, like, second marriage or whatever.
Right, either way.
And, like, one party needs to, like, abruptly get surgery. And so this couple was planning on getting married later, but they need to get married so the one spouse can, like, make decisions on their
spouse's
behalf.
You mean once they, let's say they won't need someone to POA someone because they're going to be under.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like a POA situation.
Right. So if the only way to be able to do that would be getting married, then it would be. I'm saying, you know, if you're, it's not limited to war. It has to be, it's the type of situation where, you know, that could be then a life and death issue also. So then, you know, certainly that would qualify also. You know, again, every case is different, yeah, but good question. So where does music fit in? There's no discussion of music whatsoever. So do you know where the source is? On the discussion of not getting married, to the Magen Avraham, one of the classical commentators says, and you know what? Dancing, since it causes a lot of joy, you cannot dance during, you can't have dancing during this period. Usually you dance at weddings, you can't have weddings, and he says not only are weddings prohibited, but you can't just, you know, have, you know, dance classes and that during this time. So the original source is weddings. One of the later commentators brings in dancing. Then much later, about 100 years ago or so, the Aruch HaShulchan, he brings down, he says, and if dancing's prohibited, how much more so music must be prohibited? If you can't dance, so then you can't play music. So we could discuss, is that true? Is listening to music greater joy than dancing? Or no, that's a debatable point. But that's where the source comes from. That it starts, really, the source is you can't dance. And they say, if you can't dance, then certainly you can listen to music. So the question is that true or not? Well, it's true according to their opinion, it's true. But not everyone agrees. They say that twofold. Number one, if that's the whole basis for the reason, if the whole reason why you can't listen to music is because of dancing, so comes along many of the great rabbis, Rav Shlomo Zalman, or others who say, if that's the case, then we can limit to what type of music is prohibited. Only music that leads you to dancing. The certain music you get up, and I'm not a big music guy or dancer, but whatever the music is, and people dance to different types of music. So that type of music you shouldn't be playing during Sfira, because then you might just get up and start dancing. But slow music, classical music, other types of music that don't lead to dancing, so certainly it's not a problem. So many opinions say that you could listen if don't listen to dance music, but listening to regular music, slow music, classical, that would be okay. So clearly, as well, if you're in the middle of driving, it's unlikely you're going to get up and start, I hope not, maybe if you're the passenger, but if you're driving, so clearly if you're driving because, and you need music to stay up, there's nothing to talk about, then, you know, you have, then of course you listen to music. Or even if the kids are driving you crazy in the back or whatever the case may be, as long as you, or if, let's say a person works out, they go to, well, no gym, but however you're working out in your home, biking, and some people listen to music. So again, so many assume those are an issue because you're not listening to music for the sake of music, you're listening to it for other reasons. And in fact, that's why, especially during coronavirus time where people are stuck self-isolated, so how much more so, one of the reasons why in general we're lenient on music all year round is because today music's a different role. And music, many people, I'm not saying clinically depressed, there are people clinically, but people are down and music's there just to get them back to normal. So it's more, like certainly listening to music if a person's a little, not even clinical. Of course, if you're clinically depressed, of course you can and you can do a lot of other things. But people have ups and downs in normal life. You don't have to be. So then again, if you're listening to music to cheer yourself up, to you're in a bad, you know, you had the test didn't go well, you know, whatever the situation was. So then again, there are many grounds for music. And in fact, one of my rebbeim, you know, in Yeshiva University, Mordechai Willick, he wants to claim even more that perhaps it's the music we have today when isn't the back in the day the music was only the Kings had it. You had a guy, they woke up to the flutes or the guitars or whatever they played, and they used to go to sleep to that, and it was a festive occasion. Today, music, like everyone's people listening to music 24/7 or 24/6 or whatever it may be, they're listening to music all the time. It's not, we don't, when you see someone on their having their, you know, iPad or phone, and they're listening, you don't view them. It's a normal way. They're walking to school, they're listening. It's just a matter of doing things. So therefore, the whole level of music doesn't really apply. So to summarize, basically, we generally assume we do listen to music all year round. And then we discussed the question of, some don't make a distinction between live and recorded. And others say we do make a difference. It didn't exist, and also it's less joy. Others, what they call a cappella music, where it's just singing. Some say, well, if you're singing on an instrument, it's like an instrument. And others say, no, a cappella music. But even without all that, the accepted custom is, you know, we don't have concerts and we don't listen to live music now. But based on all the sources we quoted, whether listening to music, best don't listen, if the whole prohibition is based on dancing, maybe don't listen to the music that leads to dancing, and perhaps don't blast your music like you would. Some people say if you play it at a high volume, that's a different type of simcha. So certainly if a person's a little down, depressed, you're driving, you're working out, and the other factors, there's plenty of grounds to be lenient, especially with Corona, but even without Corona, that one privately could listen, and that's Rav Soloveitchik's opinion as well. He didn't have a problem all the time during Sfira. If a person listened to music in his room, or you put him on you're listening to them, privately, that shouldn't be an issue. One last thing, because in Judaism we believe in. Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha. In Judaism, we believe a person should always be b'simcha, be happy, because happy and in contrast to being depressed or that. And therefore, we know human beings. God gave us different things to make us happy. Artificial means. In fact, even the great, even Elisha, one of the great prophets, he told it. Before he got prophecy, you know what he said? Kehuli minagin, get me someone to play me music. Because you only get prophecy when you're besimcha, when you're happy. So you can't always just feel it on your own. It's okay, and even preferable, you use artificial means. That's what they're here for. God gave us it to enjoy. So if Elisha needed music and also, not only that, the great Yitzchak, Yaakov and Esav's father, before he was about to give a blessing to Esav, he asked for a blessing. He said, okay, before you give me a blessing, go out and find some good ribs and good meat, and we'll have a meal, and then I'll be happy. So then I'll be able to. So we see whether it's music, whether it's different types of food that we, and everyone has their own things they do, and music, they do things too, and make us a little happier. And in fact, that's why we have, that's the whole concept of wine that we have on, we make, in every simcha, we have wine, every Friday night, every yontiv, because there's a debate in the Talmud between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, what is the order of Kiddush? We make, tomorrow night, it's Friday night, we're making Kiddush. So what we do is we make Bo'er Pri HaGafen, first we say Vayechulu, and then we say Baruch Atah Mekadesh HaShabbos. We make the blessing over the wine, and then we make the blessing on Shabbos. Beis Shammai's opinion is the other way. So in general, Beis Shammai was on a much higher level, and maybe when the Mashiach comes, we'll follow him. But we go with Beis Hillel because Beis Hillel says it's true. Ideally, we should be able to feel Shabbos on our own, but that's not the way it works. Sometimes we need to have a cup of wine first. We got to get some wine to light us up to be able to feel the Shabbos. And that's why it's the famous Medrash that talks about Now, after Noah survived the flood, he came out of the ark and he planted a vineyard. You know, they have a kosher vineyard and not too far from here, Niagara Falls. So when Noah came out of the ark, it said he made a pact. An angel came down and he made a pact and he slaughtered four animals, a lamb, a lion, a monkey, and a pig. Why those four animals? In fact, not all of them are even kosher. So the rabbis tell us that about the dangers of drinking wine in excess. They say if you drink a little too much, you become as sleepy as a lamb. You drink a little more than that, you become as fearless as a lion. You drink a little more than that, you start jumping around like a monkey. And you drink totally to the excess, you start acting like a pig, vomiting, throwing up, cursing. So the rabbis were well aware of the dangers of wine. Yet every Friday night, every yontif, every wedding, every meal, every simcha, we have a cup of wine. Because in Judaism, that it's the holy and the not yet holy. That God gave us physical pleasures or any in order to help us with our spiritual. Music is probably the most spiritual of the physical pleasures. And therefore, for many people, music is a very important thing. And they also say music that's going to lead you to get motivated, to bring you closer to God is also those type of music is as well. And therefore, even though Kasvira generally, as I mentioned, it's biblically, it's a very happy time, and it's not mentioned anywhere in the Shulchan Aruch about not listening to music. It's based on dancing. So again, there is a strong custom. Many don't listen to music. However, certainly recorded music, and you want to listen in your room or on your headphones, and certainly when you're driving, working out, and all these other things, and certainly if you're whittled down, and especially during this year for sure, during coronavirus, don't hesitate if you feel you need some music, don't hesitate to listen to music even during Svira. Any questions? Thanks for coming.
Thank you for giving the shiur. Are you posting it to YU Torah?
I believe so. I'll check if I
All right, I'll share the link. Thank you.
Right, you have it. Thank you so much. Did you?